Hello, Screeters. Man, it seems like it's been forever since I talked to y'all, and it kind of has, 4 or 5 days. So I'm not sure how my April Fool's joke gathered or worked or made anyone laugh or gotcha. Some people said it did, but I didn't get any call-ins, so that makes me feel like maybe it wasn't that good of an episode, but it was kind of a status report episode. It didn't really have a lot of great questions for the listeners, but it had some good call-ins and some good conversation, I felt like, until I put the goofy introduction in when I decided to make it an April Fool's joke. So let me know what you think. It's over. I mean, 120 listens later, and a week later, you can let me know what you think. See what you thought about it. For me, it was just kind of a whim. My wife had asked me to do an April Fool's joke and talk about it during one of my Kid Goodwater water cooler chats, which is something I do for my real job, marketing Mr. Goodwater. So I thought I'd do one. I'm curious to see what you know. Otherwise, I really got another question to ask you guys. How much does it suck to have almost every game, honestly, cancel during the week? You've got about 3 games set up, all of them cancel. That sucks. But it is kind of what it is, right? Does it mean everyone hates your game and never wants to play again? Are we all really so busy we can't take the 5 minutes to go to MeWe now and accept the event invite like we used to do for G+, but everyone got out of the habit of? Or like a text, or, hey, I'm not going to make it, and let you know as soon as possible. That way you can do something. Is there a code of ethics involved in online gaming? I don't know. I do know. Today is April 5th, 2019. I am Jason Hobbs, and this is Random Screed.
If he is up or down, his podcast still comes round. Hobbs is in his van. Don't turn off that sat nav, man. Random Screed, Random Screed. Don't know what you get, but it's what you need.
So I've mentioned this before, and I'll mention it again. The code of ethics of online gaming. I think we all know it's a lot easier to flake on an online game than it is a face-to-face game. But I think those that have a tendency to flake are going to do it more often, regardless if it's online or if it is face-to-face. But there's a certain thing that's not required of you. You don't have to, like, get food or your own beer or your own snacks, and you don't have to go and pick up your buddy and drive somewhere else where 5 other guys are doing the exact same thing, driving a long ways. So there is something less, I don't know, solid. It's not written in stone. It's not written in blood. It's just kind of a pencil me in thing when it's an online game compared to a face-to-face game. But regardless, I think it is time. Let's work on a list of what is okay and what isn't okay for the online games. Like, thou shall not blow off a game without at least an hour's notice. Thou shalt wear pants and a shirt, or even better, be fully clothed during the online game. Thou shalt mute your mic when walking away from the keyboard. No one else really wants to hear you yell at your kids, at your wife, get yelled at by your kids or your wife, or hear that nasty ass sound when you pick your mic up and it scratches across your beard. It's brutal. What do you guys think? Super short screed today. This is all I wanted to talk to you about, because otherwise I would just start whining about all my canceled games. I will say that I do have a Kalmata game. 8 a.m. Hobbs Daylight Time. That's Central Time, people. On my channel, YouTube, Jason Hobbs. Check it out. Drink some coffee. Watch the players succeed. I was going to say get murdered, which they may. In fact, this particular session is something that I wrote quite some time ago. It's been one of those triggered events that have been kind of sitting there and building and building and building. And now it's kind of pushed its way far enough that I had an NPC give a quest to his apprentice and asked for people to go check it out. So I'm really interested to see what happens and how far they push it to succeed in what they're trying to do. I'm really hoping to add enough fluff or description to make it known what is necessary to do, at least to the powerful wizard in the group. So I'm pretty pumped about it, actually, and I'm excited. And maybe that's why I didn't have another game to keep my energy up. But that also means, Colin, no basic fantasy RPG update. My boys skipped out on me. Half the group was missing. A guy was on vacation. Another guy worked late. It's a mess. But I'm already starting to complain. I'm not going to complain. What I want to know is this. What can be added to the thou shalt and thou shalt not as far as online gaming goes? Ready, set, better to burn out than to fade away.